So the letter K decoded. So the letter K goes back to worship. If you look it up in the Phoenician script and you look it up in the Hebrew script and the Arabic, it goes back to the palm. And it actually goes back to the hollow of the hand. And if you type in the word hollow in a Bible search, you'll go to Isaiah 40. And you'll read how high God is lifted up above man. And also there's this thing called Palm Sunday. Triumphant entry. Palm Sunday. And so Palm Sunday is called palm because they use palm trees, leaves of the palm tree, to as a worship. And your hand, when you go to a church service or something, and people are in worship and they lift up their hand, they lift up their open hand where they're, you can see their palm as a sign of worship. So the letter K is worship. I'm sure you can unfold it 1,000 different ways. I had this piece of paper from 10 years ago. Let me see if what I wrote on it. The letter K goes back to worship. And I have no other notes besides that. Palm Sunday, victory, triumphant entry, all of a palm. So yeah, I had the same notes. Worship, highest honor. Worship is the highest honor. And so it also, as you unfold the word palm and hollow and covering, it goes back to the word prominent, and it's the highest. Worship in the highest honor. Worship, highest honor. And so when you give God the highest honor, you're actually in worship. When you put God above all things, that's a worship. You're giving God the highest honor. The word worship is worth ship, W-O-R-T-H, ship. And so everything's a ship, right? So it's like a captain of a ship. The letter K is worship. Just go back to the Phoenician script. Go back to the Hebrew script. Look at the word palm. Read the article about it. It's the hollow of the hand. Go to the word hollow. It'll go back to cavity. It'll go back to covering. It'll go back to prominent. It goes back to high and lifted up. And also, if you take the word hollow and you look it up in the Bible, you'll see Isaiah 40. God is high and lifted up. And if you think about Palm Sunday and the victory and the triumphant entry and the palm tree and the palm leaves, it'll all fit because he comes in and the verse, I can't remember it exactly, he said if you don't shout out, the rocks are going to shout out, you know. If the human didn't shout out who he is and what he's doing, the rocks would have to shout out. That's why during the tribulation period, the angels are going to be preaching the gospel in the last part, because the gospel has to be preached, even if it's the angels. But right now it's the church age, so the church is preaching the gospel. That's one reason you can say it's a pre-trib rapture, because the pre-trib rapture tells you that the church is preaching the gospel. And then the two witnesses and the 144,000 are preaching the kingdom. And then the last part, the angels are preaching. The church is caught up. The church is gone. Victory, Palm Sunday, worship, highest honor, prominence, covering, the palm, the hollow of the hand to cover. The letter K is a worship of God. Like I said in another audio, everything around you, especially the alphabet, you can see it in the alphabet really easy, but everything around you is a holographic view of what Jesus did at the cross and who He is. And so you're not going to find that kind of love, no greater love than a man lay down his life for his friend. You're not going to find that kind of truth. You're not going to find that kind of grace. You're not going to find it anywhere except for in Christ. Jesus, the image of the Godhead bodily. You're not going to find the fullness of love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith, except for in Christ. And if you have the Holy Spirit, you follow after and you go through a sanctification process. When you really get when you really get your studies to the final point, you'll realize it's all a worship service. Everything is the now. Wouldn't you get tired of being in the getting up and having to eat? You gotta take a shower, you gotta put your clothes on, you gotta go get some food, you gotta cook some food, you gotta take care of your body. Wouldn't you get tired of this place? See, instead of them worshiping God, they want to make a machine man or upload their consciousness to a computer because they know the human body is just a temporal vessel. It's a temporary vessel. They know that. They know it. So the letter K, decoded long time ago. Praise God. I don't know when I did this decode, but I found it the other day and I was thankful. I need to take a picture of it and upload it. I think that's what I'll do. I'll upload this to my website. This decode that I did probably 10 years ago. It's amazing. It's truly amazing stuff here.